7869. So I found a road supervisor and he took care of the sleeper on my bus. But I'm having another issue. My front door, I have to really, you know, work on it to be able to close. So it doesn't close all the time. It's intermittent. And I don't know if it's because the bus still needs to warm up.
Okay, I copy. I tell you what, if you continue to have problems with it, give me a call back and I'll have the truck see you either en route or when you get back to Beaverton, okay?
Copy, thank you. So you don't have a special trick about, you know, like resetting or something? That's what I was hoping for.
You can try the battery reset. I'm kind of wondering if it's maybe because it's so cold outside, if it might be low air. And how much air pressure do you have?
Well, I don't know because I'm at a layover here in BETC, and my bus is off.
It's most likely the air pressure. I tell you what, before you start, give yourself an extra, like, 5 minutes to start your bus. Oh, hold on just a second. Okay, so maintenance is wanting you to, while you're there, go ahead and shut your battery off. Leave it off for, like, maybe, how much time do you have left?
Under 5 minutes.
Okay, so let's do it for like 3 or 4 minutes, and then when you turn your battery back on and you go over to turn on your bus, turn it on and day run and let all your bells and buzzers go off before you start it. Once you start it, then I want you to go ahead and make sure your air pressure is good, and then, because once your air pressure is good, it shouldn't be difficult to start.
Copy, I'm going to stop that right away. I'm going to hang up. Thank you.
Thank you, 561.